Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hey, and thank you so much, Isaiah, for that warm and wonderful introduction. And as Isaiah said, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. Hey, it is Thursday night, and it is time for a mall call. Yes, right, mall call. And we're going to talk about our ZAMZOO shopping mall, ZAMZOO, and how you can get cash back on your shopping. Before I get into that, I need to do some backdrop information because I've gotten some emails and some questions and some concerns from people, especially some of those people out there who are part of our Black Talk Radio Network who have some issues and some concerns. And so, you know, I want to put some things in context for people because part of the whole premise of Home-Based Business 101 is helping people to come to grips with our financial ignorance. And again, when I use that word, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not belittling anybody. I'm not downplaying anybody. But, you know, we need to make sure that we come to grips with our financial ignorance. And so it's important as we share the information with you here on Home-Based Business 101 that you understand where we're coming from. And so I want to do is I want to share some information from a colleague who wrote a book back in 1980. Colleague, friend of mine, brother who's also been involved in the movement, who was right there at the beginning in the founding of the organization US with Dr. Marlana Karinga, an organization that I'm also associated with. And you know, if those of you that know something about Dr. Karinga know he was the creator of Kwanzaa. And it's important that we put these things in context because as I'm going to share tonight, I want to share some specific things for the overall community, but also some specific things for the African-American community. And Brother George Shabir, he wrote a book back in 1980 called Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America. And also, you know, there's a book by Dennis Kimbrough called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, where he expounded upon what Napoleon Hill had put out in terms of Think and Grow Rich. And I'm saying this tonight before my African-American constituents is that we want to make sure that people come to grips with wealth and wealth understanding. So I'm going to read something to you real quick, and this is the backdrop, and I'm going to be going through this as we get ready to get into mall call, and we're going to, you know, share things about the ZAMZOO mall. But before doing all of that, I just really want to clear the air in terms of some people who wondering why is this significant, is it, does it make any sense, and, you know, should African Americans even be involved in this, which to me is a question that really doesn't make any sense, but I understand people's concern. Okay. Brother Sabira said the following: it is very, very difficult to pass on information to anybody if they feel that they already know enough for their satisfaction. Another complicating factor is that there are certain topics that people don't like to admit they're ignorant of. For instance, no lady will really advertise the fact that she can't cook. No man would like to be caught scratching his head wondering how to change a flat tire because almost all men and all women expect all men to know how to change a flat tire. There are other subjects, like sex, for example, where you never ask a question which might reveal ignorance. Money, the topic of what we do on this show, as he talks about the topic of his book, is one of those forbidden topics that people don't like to talk too much about. About the most you can expect people to do is complain about money or the lack of it, but people don't want to talk about how to obtain it. It is my duty, as he said in his book, and it's also my duty on this show, I believe, to spend some time helping you to come to grips with your financial ignorance if I'm to do my primary job, which is to teach you a few tricks on how to improve your finances, lifestyle, and bank account. It's sort of like a doctor having to convince a patient that they're seriously sick so that they will take the medicine, or a lawyer convincing a defendant of the seriousness of the charges against him or her so that he or she will tell the truth. Basically, there are four things which we think make up the greatest part of our financial ignorance. I want you to listen to these four things because it helps put things in perspective when we talk about Sam Zoo, the shopping mall, all that we have to offer, because these four things I'm about to share with you is what's holding us back. Not just African Americans. See, it ain't like, you know, it's just some special thing that's holding African Americans back. It's holding a lot of people in America back, of all ethnic groups. But we as African Americans, we, you know, sort of think that wealth is something we're not supposed to talk about. Number one, we really don't know what wealth is and how many ways it can be measured. That's the first rule that we, you know, we try to break down the ignorance of this show. I mean, and I'm so happy that people raised some of these questions. They sent me through some emails and stuff. Because it did help me, you know, reach back in terms of my background and just go back to the roots and source of things. Rule number two, we poor folks have very little knowledge of what the rich folks do to get their money and hold on to it. You hear what I just said? Rule number two, we poor folks have very little knowledge of what the rich folks do to get their money and hold on to it. Rule number three, we really do not understand how our habits keep us in the poorhouse and keep us from seeing and doing what the rich do. Ooh, boy, I'm going to be smoking tonight. I mean, I'm so excited about, you know, the questions and concerns because, I said, it took me back to the basics. Rule number four, we have very little understanding of the extremely strong influence that our attitudes about ourselves, money, work, and life in general affect our ability to gain and build wealth. See, and as George Shabir says, and I say the same thing, I believe it is only by admitting to yourself the shortcomings of your understanding of wealth and poverty that you can open your mind to new information. The new information will help you get excited about the many possibilities, and you will go out into the world and do what you need to do to obtain wealth. See, wealth in our community is like a dirty word because we think to be wealthy is like, wow, you're joining the system. It's a dirty word in our community to talk about wealth. People raise questions about what we're sharing tonight in terms of Zamzu Shopping Mall, like, is it going to benefit, you know, the African-American community and impoverished communities? Well, my response back to that is this. There are African-Americans and other minority owners who own a McDonald's franchise, a Dunkin' Donuts franchise, a Pizza Hut franchise. Do you think by them participating in those opportunities, they're not empowering people in our community by implying employment, the monies that they make from that, other things that they're able to share and do with people out there in the community? Again, you know, this is the whole backdrop that we're going to deal with up into 9:15, and then, you know, we're going to, after we come back from break at 9:15, we're going to get into the Zamzu shopping mall, and hopefully we get some people that are calling so we can give away one of those $25 gift certificates tonight. I want to let you know that the chat room is open. Also, if you want to call in to the conference call line that we have, conference call line number is 712-432-3100, PIN number 513088. And I'm going to go to our switchboard now and bring up one of my business partners and people who's also involved in this, sharing this Zamzu opportunity with people nationwide, Mr. Monticello Mitchell. Monte, you there?
I'm here, Sitali.
Hey, the backdrop I just laid out, those four premises, you know, about people's financial ignorance. And again, people, the word ignorant, we're not putting anybody down. It just means that you're unaware. You know, give me your take on what I just shared with people, and because we got like about another 5 minutes to talk about this before I go to station ID break, and then on the other side, you know, we're going to get specifically into our mall and some things going on with our mall. But you know, we just really want to try to help people understand this concept of wealth and how our misunderstanding of it is sort of holding us back.
Well, Vital, first of all, most people just don't have the information, the right information about finances. So financial illiteracy is huge in the United States, and it's 10 times worse in the black community. I mean, there are just some concepts and some do's and don'ts that people just don't know about. And when they hear about them, they're not willing to accept these facts as truth. So they don't take any action to try to correct whatever they're doing wrong. And if you look at the big picture, what you're talking about here is a mindset. So you got to get your mind right. If you can't get your mind right, then the process will never start, Sitali.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had a couple of people, you know, earlier today that emailed me and said, you know, well, you know, what we're talking about as far as, you know, people getting cash back and all of that, it sounds great, sounds good. But why should African Americans participate in this opportunity, because it seems as though that it's really helping, quote unquote, the dominant society more so than helping our community. What would be, you know, since you're involved in the businesses, someone hit you with that question, what would your response be?
My response would be, first of all, this gives us the leverage to compete, to participate. First of all, it gives us the leverage to compete and participate. Because if you look at it overall, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar chance to participate. I mean, if you add up all the assets and inventories of these companies, you're talking about multi-billion dollar situation. But first of all, if you look at it on that scale, I mean, it levels the playing field. We don't work at any of these stores that we have the opportunity to get paid from. We don't work at these stores, but we have an opportunity to get paid from these stores. So from that perspective, if you look at it like that, it makes all the sense in the world for us to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was sort of like appalled, you know, when I got, you know, certain responses from people, and then I just had to, like I said, it took me back, you know, and which was good because, like I said, you know, Brother George, he wrote this book, Black Folks Guide to Making Big Money in America, back in 1980, and I'm gonna do a show around some of the things that he talks about in this book, you know, but the first edition was written July 1980, you know, and the first thing he talks about is coming to grips with your financial ignorance. And he has a chapter here, what is wealth? I mean, you know, and we need to talk about that. Then he has a chapter called Common Characteristics of Fortune Builders, chapter called What's Holding Black Folks in Poverty? I mean, you know, this is some things that's important. And he has a thing called Taking Care of Serious Business. He has a thing called The Action Plan. Special notes to the black woman, you know, in terms of opportunities that black women can get involved with. Developing a real estate base. Well, you know, at one time, real estate was something that, you know, people was really, you know, dealing with. And, you know, and it's still, there's money to be made in real estate, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about, just how to, you know, make sure that you deal with it from, you know, another perspective. As opposed to some of the perspectives that people are dealing with. Then he has a chapter that I really love. He's called Working for Your Damn Self, Ideas on Business. Then he has a thing called Information, Motivation, and Programming. So, you know, I know one of my future shows here, I'm going to really get into some meats and potatoes of this particular book he has. But he also wrote several other books, you know, and so since I'm, you know, dealing with this, I'm going, you know, going to plug my brother tonight. He has a book called Black Folks' Guide to Business Success. He has a book called Getting Black Folks to Sell. And then he has one that really, you know, woo, I know this would be a hot topic for a show, Money Issues in Black Male-Female Relationships. So, I mean, you know, I'm talking about, you know, giving my brother here, Brother George Sabir, you know, a shout-out tonight in terms of the information that he's written. And, you know, and that's our backdrop, you know, for this whole concept of wealth building and why we do what we do, why we involve what we're in. Again, the chat room is open, the switchboard is open, and the call-in number is 712-432-3100, PIN number 513-088. Marty, you want to comment any more on that before I go to station ID break?
Just that with all of this information, Satawi, we've got to read. We've got to get, you know, to make yourself aware of what's going on. You got to read the information. So you're putting the information out there. Now it's up to the individual to read that information.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hey, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And Home-Based Business 101 is also part of the Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network, we're working to build our own branded radio network, and with that, we need friends of Black Talk Radio. Let me bring up a quick commercial here with the founder of Black Talk Radio and the founder of Black Talk Media Project, Mr. Scotty Reed. He's going to tell you about how you can become a friend of Black Talk Radio.
The Black Talk Radio Network is a collaboration between the Black Talk Media Project and its media partners to produce online radio programming that deals with news and information related to the black community. A lot of work is being put into creating an independent black network, but in order to fulfill our vision, we need your financial support. For just $12 a year, you can contribute to making this vision a reality. Become one of the friends of Black Talk Radio today and help build the future of independent grassroots black radio.
Okay, and you go to the homepage of Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio and you scroll down where it says links, you'll see a link for friends of Black Talk Radio, and you can click that link. It'll take you to a secure PayPal account in which you can make that $12 donation to help support Black Talk Radio and become a friend of Black Talk Radio. Okay, hey, we want to get into the meat and potatoes of Shop Zam Zoo in our shopping mall. And again, you know, tonight for whoever's a lucky caller, we have a $25 gift certificate for you from a store on our site called restaurant.com. Monty, could you take and share with people what restaurant.com is and, you know, how you know, people can benefit from that site?
Well, I like to ask everybody, if you could get $25 worth of food for $10, would you do it? If you could perhaps catch a sale and maybe get $25 worth of food for one, or maybe $2, would you do it? Well, that's what restaurant.com is all about. It's about getting a restaurant certificate and using that restaurant at many, many, many restaurants and getting that huge discount on your purchases.
Yeah, there's over 15,000 restaurants that participate in this program nationwide. So that means wherever you live at in the country, just, hey, tonight, if you're listening to this live, give us a call in, you know, before we go off the air. And we got a $25 gift certificate that we will be able to give you to use at a participating restaurant in your area, and you can go out and eat on us. Hey, that, you know, that's what we're doing. If you listen to this in the archives and don't catch us live, and we haven't given away that certificate tonight, then you can give us a call at 252-977-6834, and we will still honor giving away that $25 gift certificate coupon to you so that you can be able to go out and enjoy a meal on your own from Home-Based Business 101. I want to tell you a little bit about our shopping mall. We have a shopping mall with over 700 stores and some featured stores in which you get cash back every time you shop. And this is the new wave of shopping. The old wave of shopping is, you know, coming to a screeching halt. And what we're doing is we're positioning people in front of a new wave of what's going on. The power of the internet, the same way like this radio show, Home-Based Business 101. It is being broadcast where? Over the internet. That's why I got involved with being able to do this show. And I've been a member of Home-Based Business. Home-Based Business 101 has been on the internet since November 3rd, 2007. Since then, we've had 28,188 profile views, and we've had over 17,520 people that have listened to shows that we have broadcast. So again, I want to thank, you know, those people that have listened and chimed in, and those that are, you know, listening live tonight, those that are listening through the archive. And, you know, tonight is our Thursday night show about what we call Mall Call, and we basically really want you to understand this whole shopping online in our shopping mall and how you can get cash back when you shop. Monty, you're also involved in the business. So when you're out there talking to people about the shopping mall and, you know, giving people malls, what is it that you tell folks?
Well, I like to know, first of all, I ask people, I mean, will say something like this. I will deflect my question. I'll ask them, do they know anyone that would want to have fun shopping and saving money? And most people say, doing what? And I'll ask them, well, let me ask you something. Are you interested in any of those things? And depending on their response, you know, we'll just go from there. But most of the time, Satawi, it's just a general conversation. I mean, you see people, you may be in a line at a store or anything, and you just have a general conversation with people just to kind of see where they are. Because one of the things I've quickly realized is that not everybody is used to the computer. So, I'll find out if they might have an email. Maybe I could send them some information or something. But that question, I ask that question to get a general idea if they actually use the computer.
Okay. And people, like you said, you know, in terms of using the computer, is that basically, you know, you're computer literate, or if you're not quite there yet, you know, we'll take you through and do some basic computer training with you and show you how to get them all for free and how to access it. How to go on and shop on your mall. And when you shop on your mall, you get cash back. And in some instances, you also get free shipping and no sales tax. What have been some of the things that you have that sort of like intrigued you or gotten you excited about this mall in terms of certain stores that you might have visited, Monty, and you know, some of the products? You know, share a store or two with us. That has sort of intrigued you or have you excited about the Zamzu Shopping Mall?
Well, first of all, I've got to say that the inventory is bigger online. And so you're going to find a lot of products that's not actually in the stores that you have the ability to purchase. And then the other thing is that, well, let's just keep it simple. so many people love shopping at Walmart. And Walmart is the kind of store, I mean, you can do your shopping there. You can have your purchases delivered to you, and you can do the site-to-store deal where you just you buy it online and you go pick it up at the store, which a lot of people are doing. But one of the things about internet shopping is that we've discovered is it makes you a better shopper because it gives you an opportunity to plan better, plan your purchases better. I mean, you don't do so much that run out and do that quick buy. It gives you a chance to think about it, and plus you can visit so many more stores, Satawi, and comparison shop and those kind of things, and you do all of that from the comfort of your own home or wherever you might be. You may be in your car, you may be in the library, a restaurant, but there are just so many more advantages to shopping online. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned Walmart. I mean, I just recently purchased a bicycle for my grandson on Walmart, and same bike was in the store for $74.95. I purchased it online for $49.95, free shipping, $3.80 sales tax. If I purchased it in the store, I had to go to the store, you know, put it in the van, bring it back, gas to get there and back, $74.95 plus sales tax. Came close to like about $80. You know, so say, well, close to about $30 for the same identical product by getting it online. Didn't have to deal with the hassle of having to put it in the vehicle, bring it home, ship. Yeah, we had to assemble it, but it was basically just putting the wheels on the back wheel with the chain and the brakes was already on. All I had to do was put the front wheel, the handlebars, and the seat on, and that was it. So it really wasn't that much to assembling. You know, the bicycle, the most difficult part was just lining up the handlebars and the front wheel so they would be straight in terms of, you know, alignment. But, I mean, the deal was the free shipping, the $30 savings, and that was just the store Walmart. We got about 2 minutes left, people. Those of you out there listening, you still have time to call in and claim that $25 gift certificate that we want to give away tonight. Call in number 712-432-3100, PIN number 513-088. Chat room's open for those of you that are listening online. And if you go into the chat room and give me your info, I can, you know, schedule time, get with you so that we can give you that mall. Give you the $25 gift certificate so you can eat a restaurant of your choice in your area. We also have some feature stores. We got about a minute and 30 seconds left, Monty. Could you share one of the feature stores with us before we get ready to wrap up?
Giada. Giada is a body slimwear company doing wonders for women and also men. I mean, you've got these slimwear products that are actually healthy for you. With the guys, I mean, you got poor women, if you got back problems, we've actually got a product that can help you out, give you that extra support for your lower back, get that upper body weight off your lower back, correct your posture, those type things. And also, wearing these products can take your size, your clothing size, down three sizes immediately. And if you will go on that store and click on that video and watch that video, you'll see some amazing results from the people wearing the body slim wear, Tyler.
All right. Hey, people, this has been Mall Call on Thursday night, and, you know, I'll be back on the air tomorrow. We'll have Jasari's Love Show with Mama Jahi, and she will be sharing with you a woman's perspective from working from home. And then on Sunday, we have the gospel of working from home, and I already know what I'm going to cover this Sunday because today I was intrigued to do some going back, and so I'm going to get deeper into Brother George Sabira's book, Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America, on Sunday. and talk about what is wealth. What is wealth? So, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And whether you caught us live or caught us in the archive, hey, God bless you. And we're going to close out with our theme song. And, hey, Monty, thank you for sharing tonight.
Enjoyed it.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition for music and words that create powerful